This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Along with the start of the NFL season and New York Fashion Week, as we were talking about yesterday, so too the fall television season is upon us. New shows and new challenges for advertisers because we consumers have gotten really good at avoiding them, their ads specifically. Still, though, they do need to get their messages in front of us because networks need their money, which means for us a whole new world of product placement. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is here with that slice of the story. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so why all this focus now? I mean, it's getting more intense, shall we say, on product placement.
It's really intense. Well, when we watch HBO, Showtime, Amazon, Netflix, all of those, we're watching without ads. There's not even ad breaks in there for us. When we TiVo something, if anyone TiVos anymore.
Well, a lot of people DVR, right? But who watches those ads?
Boop, boop, boop,
boop,
right?
That's right the
through.
Signal in my house. My kids go, Dad, boop, 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 and so I do it.
And even on Hulu, I have Hulu. When the ad thing comes up, it says one of four ads.
Right.
That means it's time to take a little break. But advertisers know this. They know we're skipping it. And these shows are expensive. So more and more often, we're seeing brands work with shows to really try to get their products integrated right into the show.
It is not, though, like product placement is a new thing. I mean, you don't have to go back too terribly far to think of American Idol and those giant Coke cups and whatever they were drinking out of
there. Did that just make you really thirsty?
I know, right? Yeah. Yay!
You know, it actually goes back decades before that. There's a show called the Texaco Star Theater with Milton Berle. Have you heard this?
Totally.
So I pulled a song from it.
Right.
I love it.
All right.
The television season is beginning. The stars are returning to their shows. The television dial will be spinning. The feeling of excitement grows and grows.
Wow.
Soon the sponsors will be paying.
There we go.
Yeah. So right there, that's Connie Russell. She's saying, soon the sponsors will be paying.
That was awesome.
Yeah?
That was awesome.
Idea that these sponsorships were an absolutely essential part of the show. And if you watch that, there are mentions of Buick over and over and over and over. And part of it, the sponsorships really come out in really funny skits. I called up a guy named Robert Thompson, who loves this stuff. He's a professor at Syracuse University.
I've talked to him. Anyway.
And this is what he told me.
I mean, in many ways, I think the product placement of the 1950s was probably more sophisticated than we have returned to today.
And he thinks that we're actually going back to that 50s model, this sort of over-the-top, let's just embrace
let's
this
it,
is
baby,
what
right?
we're doing. Exactly.
All right, so what are we going to see now coming up this season in the fall?
Well, so there are a few shows that I think the industry is watching to see what happens. One is Stephen Colbert on The Late Show.
Yeah.
He has been known to pitch products in these over-the-top ways that are both hysterical. They make fun of the products, but there's still placements. I don't know if you ever saw this Wheat Thins sketch.
No.
It's like 6 minutes long.
No.
Here's just a cut.
All right.
If you've got some Wheat Thins at home, and I hope you do, go get them. And if you don't have any, go buy some. I'll wait.
Wow. Yeah, totally.
Are they gone? Good, because I'm not waiting for anyone who didn't already have Wheat Thins.
But also we're going to see more and more really subtle brand integrations that actually don't make you groan.
They've got to be really subtle, because if I see another MacBook in a TV show, I'm going to barf.
Fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So Orange is the New Black had a really good example where Piper was talking to her lawyer. He brings her a cup of coffee. She drinks it. And she says, there's nothing like a good cup of coffee. That's all she says.
Yeah.
The coffee in her hand is a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee.
Wow.
That's a brand integration you probably never noticed. But your brain is doing something there. And I pulled this example especially for you. It's from HBO.
Especially for me?
Yes,
okay.
From the newsroom.
All right.
Hey, you got dismissed from jury duty?
Sort of. What are you doing?
They finally got one for me. A Bloomberg terminal. This is a $24,000 system that gives me instantaneous access to all the financial information in the world.
No, Bloomberg terminal. First of all, I love the newsroom. Let's just go on the record with that.
I think that ad was meant for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
That was actually a product integration. Bloomberg paid for that.
All right, but so give me the payoff here. Does it work?
It seems to. Nielsen's done some really interesting research showing big bumps in brand discussion and mentions on social media after these brand integrations. You know, one really interesting point that Thompson made when we talked was that brands are all around us. I mean, you've got a Timex on.
I have a Timex watch.
I'm holding a Sharpie. Yeah. The world is full of brands. And so in some ways, when you see these fake colas or wheat cereal,
it
takes
knows.
You out of the world. And they can be woven in ways that don't distract. I mean, Kai, I have probably named 20
you
brands
totally
in the last three
totally
minutes.
Have.
I didn't get paid for any of them.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
If I were a writer, out the door.
Me, I'm picking up my iPad. I'm holding my big pen. I'm looking at my Timex watch. Adrian Hill from the Entertainment Desk. Thank you, Adrian.
Thanks, Kai.
I'm not getting paid either, by the way.